You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today, as always. Well, the new 2023 American Family Survey has just come out, and it found that Republicans and Democrats are divided when it comes to views on family life. The survey looks at marriage rates, fertility rates, a host of other things, and how American family has become politicized by both sides of the political spectrum. And we want to dig into a whole host of things. And it is always a gift and a pleasure when we get to have Lois Collins from the Deseret News join us, and in studio to boot. So, Lois, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
For our listeners, just give us a quick tee up in terms of what is the American Family Survey. It's been going on for a number of years now. What have they been tracking, and what do we get this year?
So it is exactly what it says. We survey a representative sampling of American families, adults, 3,000, error rate of about 2.1 plus or minus. This is the ninth year, so we're coming up on 10 years now, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
We talk about marriage. We talk about what worries families. We ask about relationships, what they do together, how they feel about policies. It's a really good look at American life, and I would encourage anybody to look at it. You can see the survey itself and the answers and how they break down. So it's all very transparent. It's done by YouGov. And for Deseret News and BYU's Wheatley Institute and the Center for the Study of Elections and Democracy.
Yeah, and it is a great look at American life, and it's something that we reference often. And so I want to get to some of the things that jumped out for you this year, because I don't want just the numbers. We can get the numbers. But you're great at the nuance of what's underneath those numbers. And I know one thing that popped out for you is we have a lot of weary parents in this country. What did you find, or what did you sense coming out of that survey about what's on parents' minds? What are they worried about?
Okay, so I would start with two things. We looked at the family as an institution, and we looked at the family, your family, on a more personal level, and the findings were very different. People love their own families. They think everybody else's family is really having a hard time. And so we find that same thing. Other surveys find that same thing with marriage, with other things. So that's not unusual. Overall, families in general, they're mostly worried about cost, the cost of raising a family. That includes inflation. That's a real concern right now. They're also worried about technology, social media, what kids are doing, and just that whole impact. And that's tied with work demands and parental stress. So that's something that people are really concerned about right now. And I think some of it may have to do with the pandemic and with kind of the bleed over between remote work, which has some advantages and disadvantages, and in-office work. It's just a lot of demands on family. They're also worried about not having enough two-parent homes, that there are too many kids who are being raised in other homes instead of two married parents, and then mental health. That's for families in general. One thing that has changed, I think, significantly over the years is that if you ask now what people worry about for their own families, they are much more apt to say mental health than they were in the past.
Yeah.
It's not as stigmatized because, let's face it, everybody knows that this is a problem. And so people are talking about that. And they're also worried about having enough family time.
Yeah.
And I get that, too. I've always been a working mom, and there's just 24 hours in a day, which seems like we got shorted.
Yeah.
So as far as teens, what they worry about, they worry about mental health, and that includes suicidality. And then they also worry about tech. And we find that there's very little difference partisan-wise between worries about bullying, about friends, about drugs, safety, crime, those things. Those are way down the list. The concerns right now, and especially the partisan concerns, are somewhat different. GOP worries about single parenting. They worry about a decline in faith. Those are top concerns. On the Democrat side of the aisle, it's more about parental stress and cost, which more represents what the national worry, you know, what the worry is about families generally. And so, oddly enough, when you talk about the number one thing that really worries them, and I never get this totally befuddles me, it's still super, super, super concerned about how people, other people, not me, I'm a perfect parent, how other people discipline their own kid, their kids.
Fascinating.
Which is so weird.
Yeah.
Because that has been number one or tied for number one for the whole duration of the survey.
Really?
We look at other people's kids and we think they stink.
Yeah. And so, why can't those parents do something with that child?
But if you ask about teens and you ask, you know, about their friends, which one would assume those would be the other kids
the others,
being disciplined, they're not too worried about that. So that's just like this weird little
outlier.
That's
so fascinating. Yeah, because I'm probably part defense mechanism as a parent to say, I'm probably really bad at this, but someone else has got to be much worse.
Yeah, they've got to be worse. But it is, to me, one of the strangest things.
Yeah, so. I want to dig in just real quickly in the time we have left, because I know it's an area that you have dug deep and thought long and hard about, and I appreciate your thinking on this as it comes to the mental health side. Clearly, that spans all of the demographics. It spans the political spectrum, and it continues to be something that is on the rise in terms of the concern. Are you seeing any trends or any glimmers of hope in terms of, hey, we're starting to deal with this, or maybe the impact of the pandemic is waning slightly? Are we seeing anything in that space?
Mental health has been a problem since before the pandemic, and the pandemic complicated it.
Yeah.
So I would not say that I have seen a huge glimmer of hope that we're handling the problem. Mm-hmm. What I do see a glimmer of hope in is that people are owning it. They're admitting to it, and they're trying to get help, and they're talking about it. Where things fall short is there are waiting lists. Most families may have trouble figuring out where to start trying to get mental health for kids. Schools are outgunned. Parents are outgunned.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we did a panel discussion on this, and the moderator said, if you could talk to the governor and tell him to address one issue to help families, what would that be? And for me, it is very clearly mental health among not just the young, but older as well, but particularly the young. Because I got to tell you, if your kid suffers from a mental health challenge, the whole family is in trouble.
Yeah.
They're all struggling.
Everybody gets impacted. And that adds to that, not just the worry list, it's the weary list.
And the reality. It's just so hard on so many levels.
Yeah, no question about it. 30 seconds left. Give us one other thing that just jumped out for you in terms of the survey this year, something that you want to come back and talk more about.
I love the fact that families love their own, and that the other thing that I love, they love their own family so much, but the other thing that really resonated with me is that Democrats and Republicans think that they're so far apart on everything, but they live the same way. They love their kids and their spouses the same way. The way America lives is very similar. And that says to me that if we'll just drop all of the arguing and stuff and talk, we hear a lot from both outer edges, but we live in an area where collaboration and compromise and loving families is possible, and we should do that.
Fantastic. As always, Lois Collins from the Deseret News, the American Family Survey. And you should just go back and re-listen to the last thing that Lois said. We can talk about all the partisan divides. We live together. We mostly live alike. And we mostly agree as we try to live together in families, neighborhood, and community. And that's the answer for America and for the American family. Lois, thanks for joining us. That wraps up hour number one of Inside Sources on KSL News Radio. We'll step aside for top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two coming up next on KSL News Radio.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
Listen at home on any smart speaker.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
This is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.